Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our February Digging Deeper into DISC call. This is Barbara Meese. I'm one of the directors of leadership development at Lead Like Jesus, and I'm just excited to be able to be with you this morning as we learn more about DISC. So before I open and introduce our presenter, I'd like to open with prayer. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many ways that you provide for us and bless us in many ways that we don't even know and don't always see, Father, and we thank you for that. We're so grateful for your love and your grace and your mercy which you pour down upon us each and every day. Lord, help us to be a light in our homes, our work, in our communities, as we allow your light and your love to flow through us to those around us. And now, Lord, I pray for Susan as she shares a message with us, and I pray that you'd bless her work and her family. I pray that you'd open our hearts and our minds and our hands so that we may hear and do the things that would honor and glorify you, Lord, as we learn more about DISC and how we use DISC to love one another. So thank you, Lord. We invite you into our presence this morning, and we give this call to you, and in your name we pray. Amen. Well, I'd like to introduce to you our presenter this morning. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Susan Barnhill. She's one of our certified DISC practitioners from Humble, Texas. Susan is the Vice President of Training for a national home lending organization where she leads many courses and classes. She oversees all of that training and actually leads a lot of that. She uses training in many of her sessions, and as a pastor's wife, she is also very active in her church and teaching Sunday school there. So teaching is one of Susan's spiritual gifts, and she's going to share with us her excitement for DISC and how she is currently using it in her organization. So Susan, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Barbara. It is a pleasure and a privilege to be asked to take a part in this collaboration. I was certified in DISC about a year ago this month, and since then I have had so much fun doing DISC. It was kind of a cool experience. As Barb said, I'm in the mortgage business. I'm with Cornerstone Home Lending, and we are kind of a different mortgage banker. We believe that we're to use our God-given talents to help others and to treat vendors and borrowers and fellow team members in the way that we should treat them, the way that Jesus treats us, actually. And part of our vision talks about our God-given talents. So we're kind of different. And what was exciting was I have been interested in DISC. I took my first DISC probably 35 years ago and was always interested in the information that I received from that and kind of kept it in the back of my mind. And I had my husband actually got an email from Lead Like Jesus, sent it to me and said, you know, you ought to think about getting certified in DISC. And I was like, I don't know how my supervisor would feel about it and everything. Went and talked to Julie, my supervisor, talked to her, and she goes, oh, go for it. I think that's awesome. Love DISC. I think this would be great. And I said, well, you know, it has this biblical portion too. And she goes, no problem. Let's just go for it. Let's go for it. And so she was totally behind me and supported me. And so it was so fun because I was able to do my own team first, and we have 11 on our team, and kind of talked about, you know, how we place people in different roles at work. And so it was a team building experience. But out of that, it's like I didn't pull up my count this morning, but I've done over 400 DISC over the last year, and more than 375 of those have been strictly for corporate purposes. We have a team, about 1770 team members nationwide, and those are broken into smaller teams, of course, but we're a middle-sized company, and to have done that many DISCs for that many team members is pretty amazing. In fact, I'm getting emails today on more people who want DISC done for their teams because they're starting to talk. So basically what I do is someone will reach out to me and say, hey, I would like to order this for this person or this my team or whomever they need it for. And then what I do is I say, okay, and what I would like for you to do is schedule for me at least an hour and a half to 2 hours, and I will come in and I'll talk about DISC, and I'll also bring your team reports, and I will talk about DISC. So what I also do is I will send them an example, that sample team report, and I'll say, these are just some of the reports that I can get for you, and we'll talk about your team. And they get really excited about that because they've never seen those team reports and the wheels and all that stuff all on one thing. You know, some of them are familiar with it, but they've never seen it like that in one report. So they get really excited about it. So I go ahead and I meet with their teams, and I create a tent for each participant with their name on it in both of their graphs so that they have that. And I seat them in a quadrant. So I have the D's and the I's, and I set them out. And I never tell them why they're sitting the way they are. And they're always – I love to do that to groups. I've done that to groups forever because they always want to sit by their buddy, and it always throws them off and gets them off kilter and makes it fun for them too, because they don't know what to expect because they're not sitting by their best bud. And so I'll do this in a room, and then we just start talking – just about in general. We go through each of them, talk about the strengths. I use the handout that we received in the certification. We go through that. And then I love to give them examples. We're in Houston. We're nationwide, but our corporate office is in Houston, so most of the company have been in Houston at some time. And so one of my favorite things to do is I have them tell me how the different people act in traffic, in Houston traffic, and we'll go through that, and we have a barrel of laughs, but they're starting to apply what they've learned about the four behavioral styles. So it kind of gets them thinking, and then I take it to the family, and we talk about a board game, and I'll say, you know, throw your family off, buy a new board game, put it in the middle, and watch the behavioral styles go. And so they have a good laugh about that, and we start talking about the different styles, because I really think it's important to help them figure out how those styles will work in different venues, not just at work, but in traffic and at home. And so we do that, and then I bring up their natural team style, and we talk about it, and I allow them to tell me what that report tells them about their team. And by this time, we've talked about, you know, the ones that touch and the tasks versus people, guarded, all those things. We've talked about all that, and they are able to look at that report, and they'll go, oh, we're kind of slow paced, aren't we? Yeah, you are. I see that. You know, the majority is over on the left side. You're right. You know, oh, we're kind of open, though, aren't we? You know, and they start figuring it out for themselves. And it's really fun to watch that. I just stand back and I don't say much at all and let them figure it out based on what they've heard. And then I flip up to the adaptive style and I say, okay, what happened? And they're like, oh, my gosh, we shifted, you know, and they'll start figuring it out, or they'll say, we don't have any D anymore, or we lost our I, or whatever. And it's so great because they figure it out themselves, and they start realizing, oh, well, you know, why did I do that? Why did we jump out of I and go to S or C or whatever we did? And so we talk about their department. For example, right now I'm going through accounting. I've been working with the accounting department. There's probably 75 people there, and I've been working with their teams for over 2 months. And, you know, we talk about accounting, and we're like, well, you know, you have to be a C because you have to be right, and 2 + 2 always equals 4, and, you know, that kind of stuff. And they laugh about it, but they understand that that is truth, and that they do have to kind of bring the C up maybe. So what we talk about is we start talking about how, you know, we talk about the stretch point where it's only, you know, about 10% or 15% up in a certain area or down. And then, but if it's 20 or more, okay, now you're starting to get to a stress point. And so I talk to them about feeding the natural. And so we go through how do you feed the natural? And, you know, D's, maybe you just need to find a problem and solve it, or maybe you need to go play golf and work on it by yourself, you know, work on your golf game. And I's, well, why don't you open the door to your office and just hear voices, or walk around, go get some coffee and just hear the voices around you, or pick up your phone and check Facebook. It's superficial, but hey, it feeds that eye. And then the S's, I always encourage the S's. I said, you should just have a blanket and a pillow and get up under your desk, take a nap. That's the best way for you to refresh and feed the natural. And they usually laugh, and I always have somebody to, like, you know, I already do that. I take naps at work. And so that's pretty fun. And then the C's, I say, you know, maybe pick up a report and look at a report, analyze something, because that's what really feeds your natural. And it's really been amazing, though, how many people have gone, you're exactly right, I do get stressed, and that is why I get stressed, is because I've had to go against the natural today. I've had to step out and talk to a lot of people, and that is just not naturally my style, and so that has stressed me out. So I do that. We talk about feeding the natural, and so that is what I do for the employees themselves. When I talk to managers, I talk about how much courage, if you will, it takes to look at your team's disc and say, do I really have that person in the right position? I mean, if I have a C that is the receptionist, that's not going to be long-lived. They're going to burn out time because they're not used to that talking and being open and checking on people and stuff. And so, you know, it takes courage sometimes to look at your team and go, wow, I've got this person doing the wrong thing. If I move them over here, they'll be happier, I'll be happier, and I'm playing to their strengths. I always tell them, play to your strengths, don't play to the limitations. And I had to do that with my own team as well. And what's cool is for my personal team, they came back to me and said, Susan, you're one of our favorite leaders because you know our strengths and you allow us to bring those to the table. Instead of trying to suppress that, you know what they are and you use them and you call on us to use those, and that makes me happy. And so I share that with managers and encourage them to do the same thing. So that's how I do it at work. Does anybody have any questions about the corporate area and how to use it?
This is Terry. I have a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
You said that you typically have teams of about 11.
Teams, it just depends. I have, what I usually do is, for example, accounting, there's like 75 people. I share the big information, like the general information for DISC, I do all together. So we had a big meeting, about an hour and a half. We went through DISC, and then the CFO actually asked me to meet with each of the teams, and those teams are anywhere from 3 to about 10 or 12. And so I've had separate meetings with them. And what I do in those, actually, Terry, is I go through the 4 worksheets in their individual report, and I go through those, and they fill them out, and they share with the team themselves.
When you break into the smaller groups?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no, that's really helpful. And then when you break into the smaller groups, about how much time do you spend with them then?
I do an hour at first. So I really fast, I'll go through DISC and remind them. I usually use the get it done, get it right, you know, get it noticed, and get along. And so I'll review that just a little bit. And then we go straight into their team analysis. We look at their team again briefly, and then we start doing the worksheets. If we don't have time, and it depends, and you know this, if you have 2 people, oh, absolutely, you can do all the worksheets, you're done. But if you have anywhere from 8 or above, it takes longer than an hour. So what I've done is I will either ask for an extra 30 minutes for a larger group, or I'll say, let's get through as much as we can, and then let's schedule a second meeting. And that's actually what I had to do last week. I find that corporate they don't like to give you more than an hour at a time, but they are willing to give an hour. And so that's why I try to break it up as much as I can.
Okay, that's helpful because when you, I wanted to see how that time, like what that total time would be. So if I were doing a workshop, because, well, the couple I've done, they take about 3.5 hours, but that's for everything. So
that
makes sense. Okay, thank you.
Hey, not a problem. And one of the things that I am able to do in a large, like even 75, I've done marketing, was about 60 people at one time. And what I was able to do in those groups is, you know, on page 18 and 19 where it has the your graph, your plotting points, and it has those words outlined, I will have them stop and do that and pick their 4 words for each, natural and adaptive. And then I just popcorn around the room. I'll say, I don't want to know what line it was under. I don't want to know anything. I just want you to tell me your 4 words for your natural. And I'll get them to do that as a large group. And I'll say, okay, so what words did you hear in common? And they'll start saying, oh, I heard loyal. I heard analytical or whatever. And it's kind of cool because I'll say, do you see how there's similarities in your group? If I hear words, I've dealt with some teams and they all said, you know, I'm non-confrontational or I'm quiet or something like that. And I'll say, did you hear how many people said that they don't like to talk? You know, that will be an issue if you have conflict. So you're going to have to step out of your natural and you're going to have to deal with the conflict. And they'll go, oh, yeah, we kind of have problems with that. You know, so it's a really cool exercise in large groups because they'll start finding their partners, if you will, the people that are like them or the people that are opposite of them. And I'll say, listen for the person who's opposite of you because that's the one you need to buddy up with and say, hey, this is a limitation of, I need your help on this. And so they've really enjoyed that too.
Great. Thank you.
No problem.
You know, Susan, I think it's so great that you're able to get corporate to give you additional time. I know we always say it's so ideal if you can get like a 3-hour block, which is just a little half-day mini session, but even to be able to do these 1-hour blocks and then continue them. I know when we did a DISC in one organization, we did a short session, and then the groups would get together and do what we'd call lunch and learns. So we'd get our lunches and we'd sit together in the conference room and talk and continue to go over it. So I think anything you can do to get people continuing on the journey of learning their DISC is so awesome.
Right. And I have found that the larger the group, the more willing they are to block out that 2.5 to 2 hours to just go over general DISC, and it whets their appetite, and then they're like, okay, we need to go further. We need to do this again, or I want this group to meet, or whatever, and it's great because it's funny that even that little nameplate that I create for them, most all of them have taken that back to their office or their cubicle, and they display it. And so you can walk through, like, 8th floor accounting, and you'll see all of their discs displayed. Or you can go to compliance on the 5th floor, and all of their plates are displayed. And what has happened is, I was actually, a couple of weeks ago, I was up there, and I was talking to somebody about it, and a person whose department has not done it yet walked through, and he goes, hey, what is that, by the way? And I said, well, this is this behavioral style. It helps you communicate. It's really fun. It's team building. And he goes, well, gosh, we need to do that. And I'm like, yes, you do. Why don't you talk to your manager about that? You know, and I kind of send it back through their team members. And so it's almost become a bragging point, if you will, because everybody's like, what is that? I want to do that. That sounds cool. So that's kind of a fun way to get it out there.
It's contagious.
It is. It is. I had one manager. He's really funny. He's a big I, and he was walking through the office, goes, okay, I need all the C's. I need to know who I have a problem talking to, like that. And they were all laughing. They were going, me, you know, and raising their hand. They were accounting department, and they were just laughing it up. They thought that was so funny because he goes, you're opposite. I'm going to have trouble talking to you. So they were making it fun. And but again, it's the support of the managers and the CFOs and the CEOs and all of them that's making it fun too, making it easy.
That's good.
So then what I do is I always tell about Lead Like Jesus, and I explain, because Lead Like Jesus, of course, is on their report, and I talk about the company and how it developed and that, you know, whether you believe Jesus is who he says he was or is, it doesn't really matter. He's an amazing leader and probably hands down the best leader of all time based on the billions of people that have followed him through the century. And I talk about that. And then I also say, you know, I also have available for individuals a discounted disc, and you can do it with your spouse, you can do it with your family, or someone you're dating or whatever. And I explain about it, and I tell them, you know, you have your choice. And actually, when I talk to managers, I'll go back to corporate for a second. When I talk to managers and they come to me about disc, I always let them know, look, I have two versions available for the individuals. It is the same test. It's the same information. It doesn't affect your team report, but I want to give you the opportunity, you know, whether they want a classic or a biblical. And some managers have said, you know, just order all classic. I had one manager that he's a strong Christian, and he goes, you know what, for my team, and I think he had about seven on his team, he said, for my team, I want all biblicals. And I sent an email, I always send an email explaining how to do it, where it's going to come from. And he followed up behind me, and he goes, I'm just going to let y'all know this is going to be, it's going to have some Bible verses on it, but y'all know me. Y'all know how strongly I feel about that. And so if you have any issues, you can talk to me about it. But he actually used it as an outreach. So that was kind of cool that he had the courage to step out there and do that. And you know what? No one was offended, because I explained to him, it just means you get about three or four extra pages to your report. You just get more, actually, to your report. And it's a real person who lived in history, and this is how they acted. They acted just like your style. So you can read about them and find out what they did. And I haven't had any, you know, negative comments from that. I haven't had any problems with it. And my hope is, in this year, my personal goal is I want to have a lunchtime webinar and go through the Bible study part of that with the people that have ordered the biblical version. And so I'm excited about that. I have some people that have told me they're interested, and so that's my hope on that. But what I have been able to do is use this as an outreach to married couples. And so I've had several people at work that have reached back out to me personally and said, hey, I want to do this with my spouse, or I want my children are about to get married. I want to give this to them as a gift. And so when they do that, what I do is I offer to them to set up a webinar. And I set up a webinar with a couple, and if they want to, and I go through DISC and talk about their report, give them the relationship report, and talk to them, and give them, you know, things that worksheets, explain how to do the worksheets, and that they should do these together. And I've had a lot of good feedback from that. People saying, "Man, we sit at the kitchen table until all hours of the morning, you know, talking about our relationship based on that DISC. That was fun." I've also had the opportunity to do it for some nonprofits. I did it for a cat rescue, actually, in Fort Collins, Colorado, because my supervisor, Julie, is she's a big supporter of theirs, and she said, you know what, I want to do this for them and order it. I want you to fly up. I want you to do this for them. And so that was a privilege to do that she trusted me, and she was like, oh, you do such a good job. I just love it. And so I did that. And then also I'm about to do it for our church staff. We had a changing of the guard, if you will. And so they're going to do it. And they were actually talking to me Wednesday night about, hey, how can we use this? And I'm like, it's about love one another. It's about communication. It's about conflict resolution. And it's about work styles. It's just about working together. And so they're really anxious to do that. I'll probably do that in March with them. And then I've offered my services to them on a regular basis, just take time out of my day and give to them. And go through the Bible study, do any kind of team, you know, because they have different teams to admin staff, education team, stuff like that, and so work with them. So I'm really excited about that opportunity, but I'm always looking for a different venue. My husband and I teach a parenting class, and he asked me, he said, Susan, can you just talk a little bit about DISC in general? And so I did to that group of parents, and then I had a couple that their children have just graduated high school, they're in college, they're starting to look for jobs, and they said, hey, we want to do the DISC as a family. And I said, I think it's an excellent idea because those kids can then go into employers and say, hey, this is my style, these are my strengths, blah, blah, blah. I even used it with my own daughter. She's about to interview for a management position. And we did DISC with her, and I showed her in the report. I said, hey, Brittany, here are the phrases to pull out to use in your interview, some of the strengths that you have and some of the leadership strengths that you have because of, you know, your I and your S and all that kind of stuff. So it's just been – I can't even talk about it enough because it's just been so fun, and I'm so honored that I was able to have the opportunity to go and be with Barbara and Rich and Ken and learn so much about it. It's just, I've had a blast. So do y'all have any questions about how I use it to reach outside of the corporate world?
Yes, please share that.
Okay. That the main thing is to take time to do a commercial, like I said, at the end, at in corporate, and say, hey, I can offer this to you personally. I actually had a couple in Oklahoma. And what's really cool, too, is I have had, because I'm so transparent about my faith, I've had people come up to me and go, oh, I'm so cool. It's so cool to know that you're a Christian and, you know, you're so upfront about it. And I'm a Christian too. And this is cool because I have this couple friend. She came up to me and she said, I have this couple friend and they're having marriage problems. They're having, and it's all about communication. And she goes, you know what? I want to buy a biblical disc for them and I want to pay for it. And I want to do it for my husband and I too, because as couples, we want to meet together. And I want to encourage them to use this to learn how to communicate. And so I did that with them. And it's just an opportunity. I think when you start explaining that this DISC is who you are, it doesn't matter if you're at work, at home, at school, at church. It doesn't matter where you are. It's your core. That's really who you are. And so people are starting to grasp that, and they want to share it with other people. They get excited about it. And I think, honestly, humbly, part of it is my excitement about it myself, you know, and explaining that and being excited about it. And they catch that excitement, and they're like, yeah, I want to do that too. And so that's kind of how I do. I just take any opportunity I have in any group that I'm in and say, you know, this kind of goes along with your behavioral style. And I'll just kind of start talking about it a little bit and introduce it. And I'll go, if you want to know more information about that, I'd be happy to talk to you about that. And you can reach out to me. I had a lady at work, and she said, hey, I'm on a praise team at church. Do you think that you would be able to do it for us? And I'm like, absolutely. You know, reach out to me and we'll talk about it and I'll set that up for you. So it's just opened a lot of doors by just sharing that it goes, it's just who you are no matter where you are. And people are starting to understand that. So that's how I kind of get it out of corporate and into personal world, if you will, family.
That's a great story and just a great application of how you are so willing, you're so excited about what you do, and I think that's just contagious. I think people see that in you, Susan, and that's what has caused you to be able to do so many DISC assessments, is that you just kind of ooze this. And that's what people need to know, is that we're excited about something, and when we're excited about something, I think that such a testimony to our beliefs and what we do, and then other people want to do it too. So I thank you for your willingness to be so vibrant and vocal and just outgoing about what it is that you do and sharing that with others. So that's been exciting just to hear all this.
Yeah. One thing, I will go back to corporate for just a second. I think it's page 31 in the classic disc, the circle, and it gives the two questions that you can kind of ask yourself about someone, whether they're direct or indirect, to get them on right or left, and then whether they're open or guarded, to get them up or down, to kind of, you know, I always tell people, don't put them in a box, but it will kind of give you an idea of what their style is. And I've encouraged people that are, especially the ones that are in the customer service type industry, to copy that and post it in their next to their phone or next to their computer, and to remind them that as they're listening to a phone call, as they're reading an email, to kind of think about, what is this person's style that I'm talking to, and how do I need to respond back? And that has been a really cool thing, too, because I tell them, you can actually look at somebody's email, and you can figure out their style. Because if they just say, I need this now, and they don't even say thank you, you know, they're direct, they're guarded, they're a D. You know, if they say thank you, hope you have a great day, they're direct, but they're open, so they're an I. And we talk about that, and how we laugh about even signatures. And I say, you know, if they have the signature that was issued to them when they started at the company, I can promise you right now they're either a D or C. Because they're guarded, they don't care, they just go with whatever was given to them. But I said, if they changed the color, if they did their own font, did their own picture, or have a quote or something like that, then they're probably an S or an I. And everybody starts laughing, and they'll go, yeah, and they'll say, that's me, you know, I did that. Mine is all different colors and all this. And then I also take that sheet, the direct, indirect, open, guarded, and I don't tell them what I am at first. And I'll say, okay, ask yourself those two questions and tell me what I am. And they always start laughing. They'll go, well, you're definitely direct, you know. They'll get that one first. But it's an exercise to show them. I said, you know, you can go to the grocery store and talk to the cashier, and in about two questions you can figure out what their style is. And I said, then you want to talk back to them. Because I tell them, if we had someone walk into our lobby that spoke only French, and all we had were English-speaking people, and we went out there and we just started talking louder, like Lucy on the Lucy Show, that's not going to help them understand. Speaking louder English doesn't help someone who speaks French understand. I said, what would we do? And they said, we would go get someone who speaks French. And I said, absolutely. And that's what we're learning right now. We're learning to speak their language. We're not trying to manipulate them. We're not trying to get what we want out of them totally. We're just trying to have better communication. So I need to know what their style is, what their language is, and then I want to learn to speak that language. And that kind of clicks with them, and they start understanding why we do that. Any other questions or comments or things y'all can tell me to help me?
I think that's a great way of getting people to start using DISC outside of their own work or their church environment, wherever they have learned DISC, is to have them look at that page on how to identify a person's DISC behavioral style. So we call that the people reading page. And it really allows people to quickly start to look at another individual and determine what's their core style. Rich and I do that often if we're in a restaurant or we are at a seminar or we go places. It's just within a few minutes that we'll say to one another, oh, this person is a high D or they're high S or C, whatever. And you're right, Susan, once you know that, then we have the language of DISC. We know it and we can use it. And it gives us so much more of an ability to be more accessible to that person, to meet their needs, and, of course, to love them more deeply and dearly, because we know more about them likely than they know about themselves.
Right. I totally agree. And, you know, in our business, we deal with so many different types of people. And I do kind of run them through stereotypicals with because we have so many borrowers, you know, and we know what they do. And so we'll talk about engineers and attorneys and teachers. And I just take those and start to get them to think about what's the typical person, you know, and so think about that when you're trying to talk to them, and they're like, you're so right, you know, they don't like a lot of information, they only like to talk through email, they don't like to talk to me on the phone, you know, that kind of thing, and so I just try to help them come up with their own answers and start applying it right away, and I've had so many people come back and go, oh my gosh, dealing with these vendors, it's been so helpful because they are such C's, and I've been trying to draw out and have a relationship with them, and I've just realized I'm not going to be able to do that, you know, in that relationship, but I can stay on task. I can give them time. I can reach out to them first by email and then follow up with a phone call to give them time to think, you know, and they kind of start figuring it out.
So good. So good. Well, does anybody else have any questions or comments or just things to share about what they're learning about DISC before we close the call?
This is Daryl here. I just want to say thank you for the information today. I find that these calls just help to stir up that creativity on how to use these powerful tools in an effective way. So thank you.
And this is Lester. I sure appreciate your sharing today, Susan. It was very beneficial.
Oh, well, good. And, you know, I can, if anybody's my contact information, I'd be happy. Barb can share that with you. And if you have questions, feel free to reach out to me, or I'd be happy to do whatever I need to do.
Thank you, Susan.
Yes, this was a great call. Appreciate you, Susan. Thanks so much.
Not a problem. I will say one more thing that I did is, of course, at work, the company, you know, everything is billed through the company, so that's not a problem. But for the people that had, you know, wanted outside of work, I just set up a simple PayPal account, and I give them that information, and that's how I collect payments, just in case you were wondering how I do that. I tell them you can send me an old-fashioned check, or you can just do it through PayPal, and most people use PayPal. So that's worked very well for me as well.
Well, that's great. Thank you for that suggestion, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Well, we may tap on you another time, Susan. You've just been so great and helped shared so many good ideas. Just your enthusiasm alone is just so fun to hear about what you're doing, and we just pray and hope that this will continue to be an exciting time for you and both your church, your community, your families, and love the way you're impacting families with this information, too.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to close us in prayer, and I'll send you all on your way this day. So let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity that we had to be together to learn more about loving one another. I thank you for Susan and her willingness and enthusiasm to just take this out into her work, her community, her church, and give people the opportunity to learn this information that it might help them to strengthen their relationships, be better communicators, and in all ways and in all things love one another more completely like you did, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being the perfect example for us in leadership and in all ways in how we communicate and how we care for and love one another. And Father, help us to continue to draw closer to you that we might learn to lead and live in love like you. We pray this all in your name. Amen. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Barb.
Bye.
Yep.